Hi everyone, and welcome to my podcast channel. And here is step number two about narcissistic abusers and how they operate. So we have seen on the previous podcast that narcissistic abusers love to first make you feel dependent on them. That's the first hook, because if they manage to make you feel like you depend on them, that's a first step, and it's a very small one, because the next one is the big hook. Okay, that's where narcissistic abusers can play with you. Let's say if they are so kind to you, if they are giving you everything you need, make you feel comfortable, everything that you desire is, let's say, you know, fulfilled, the second step is the big hook, because they want you to feel like you owe them, you see? And that's the psychological trigger that they use. For example, if they are good to you, if they are doing everything right for you, the first thing they're gonna do wrong that's gonna upset you, they're gonna be like, well, I've done all this for you, and look how ungrateful you are. How ungrateful you're reacting to my comment, or, you know, and then you're gonna feel guilty. So they are going to play with your psychology, making you feel bad, as if you were a problem, while actually they are just playing with you. They're just having fun, that's their entertainment, or maybe they feed off that energy, I don't know. Because I'm not, you know, in the mind. But what I've understood from my experience is that these kind of people, you know, they will try and do everything right for you, so you feel dependent, but also you feel like you owe them so much. Like you owe them. And owing something to somebody means that you always think, oh, am I doing something wrong? Am I thinking wrong? Actually, this person have done so much for me. There must be something wrong with me. Maybe I overreacted to that comment. Maybe I should have thought better. Maybe I'm too sensitive. Maybe I'm this. You see the kind of psychology I'm talking about here? So beware. If that person comes to you and is nice and then says a comment that is upsetting to you, or that triggers, you know, some kind of upset in you, or maybe you feel humiliated, whatever the comment is, that person was wrong to make it, okay? And it's not because they've been nice to you that they are allowed to mistreat you, either psychologically, physically, or any other way. So that second point is very clear. It's that super hook that's gonna make you feel guilty. And that's where the game starts. The narcissistic abusers love it if you react to their humiliation or when they press your buttons. So on the first phase, basically, they will chat to you, they'll be nice to you, but the why they are so nice is that they want to get to know you. And when they get to know you, they will know, for example, the subject of conversation that you enjoy, the subject of conversation that you hate, the things you love about yourself, the things you less love about yourself, and then in their brain, it's like they're gonna do a wishy-washy process where they're gonna put all the things you love on one side and they'll feed it to you, so that you feel happy, you feel good, and then little by little, it's like they're gonna throw darts at you, okay? Literally darts, because it's like everything is good, and then all of a sudden they're gonna throw this dart at you, and then you'll feel that it's a dart, but then when you react to the dart and say, ouch, that was painful, sorry, but I didn't deserve that, then they are going to make your life basically a living hell. So now I'm gonna give you more steps about the portrait, and also tools about how to not be involved or get involved with a narcissistic abuser, and how to fight back in the best ways without actually fueling them, fueling their anger and fueling their, you know, psychotic, you know, behavior. Okay, so on the next step, I will teach you more about how they operate in a deeper way. See you soon!